Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. The Jewish feast day of Pentecost is the day that marks God's giving to the Jewish people the first five books of the Bible. That's the headline. Winky Medad comes to reveal that historic account.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Pentecost is one of the seven Jewish feasts from Leviticus chapter 23, isn't it?
It is, Jimmy. According to the biblical rendition, on the morrow, the day after the Passover festival, there began a count of 49 days, of 7 weeks, for what we call the Omer, the barley, if I'm not mistaken, as it's translated into English, which would then be brought to the temple. And that became connected to the day that Mount Sinai and the giving of the Torah from God to Moses and onto the people of Israel occurred.
Well, it's a very interesting historic background. The giving of the Torah. The Torah, actually the first five books of Genesis, which is basically referring to the law. That was given traditionally at Mount Sinai when Moses got there after starting to lead the Jewish people towards the Promised Land, correct?
Yes. The Jewish tradition is that he received the tablets of the law in which the Ten Commandments were inscribed by God himself. The first tablets, as we know, were broken because the children of Israel were a bit impatient, and they were looking for some sort of substitute for Moses and God who disappeared to them. Then the second tablets were brought down, and then Moses remained up in order to study with God, as we believe, the 613 commandments, and then a learning process took place after that. So this is the fundamental aspect of the holiday of Shavuot, that 7 weeks after we left Egypt, we were brought out of Egypt as slaves to become free men and to accept upon ourselves willingly a new religion, and from there to continue to march on to the land of Israel.
Winky Medad giving us the details behind the historic event of God's giving of the Torah, the first five books of the Bible, to the Jewish people. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. God's gift of the Torah to the Jewish people is key for the understanding of the Lord's prophetic scenario for all of us today. Genesis chapters 1 through 12 actually contains the foundational passages for all of biblical doctrine and the foundation for all prophetic passages found in the entire Bible. Pentecost should remind all of us to study the Bible to come to an understanding of God's plan for the future. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...